Blog Talk Radio.
Pop, can you come here real quick?
Oh my gosh. Wow, wow, wow. Pops,
can you focus me?
I need that's a mess on my desk. Ooh. Oh, you know what? That's why it looks like this.
We get a tarot day. Help me pull.
Ooh, what?
I'm gonna get me some new legs. Thinking about taking this damn carpet out too.
Just in the way, but it's nice black, you know. Oh yeah, I look great. But here, is that it? Yeah, this is it, huh? Yeah, this looks like it's it. I'm here to say some shit. That's what? Can you get? We don't have no more liquor, huh? Get me. Well, we can drink your birthday drinks that I made for you. I bought you some birthday beers, some special beers. You want to pop one of those open? No, we can't do that right now.
No. Wait till tomorrow. So it's only a 6-pack.
So you better choose 6 people wisely. Well, actually 4, because I'm going to do 2 myself. It's a special beer.
Wait. It's already counted. When you just sip 2.
Yeah.
I gotta choose 4 people wisely. I gotta even consider my damn self after you.
What?
That ain't 4 people. You're down to, we're really down to 2 because I need 2 now. What?
Oh, I need a little lotion. I wasn't even going to do a live on this. I wasn't even going live on this topic, to be honest with you. To be honest with you, I was not even going live on this topic. Move your hips, okay? Move your hips, okay? Move your hips, okay? What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? What was that? What in the fuck was that? Boo! Get in here, get in here. Everybody get in here. We have a lot to get into, okay? All right. All right, we got a lot to talk about. I personally, honestly, wasn't even going to do this video, but let's talk about it. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Armon, and we are back with another video. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes, and if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello, and what took you so dang long? Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. So, again, like I was telling to you guys earlier, I was not doing a video on this. What ended up happening was I was trying to see if YouTube was scheduling my lives and promoting them. Just so happened it showed at the last minute, and I'm like, oh dang, we got 100 people on here, because I was in the actual kitchen getting something to drink to pre-record it, because there's nothing to talk about. This video is complete garbage. And I was like, you know what? This must be a sign that I'm going to go live. So this probably will be a short live, because I don't really have much to say. This was trash. This is probably the worst video of the year. So A$AP Ferg and Nicki Minaj, it's their song together. Well, it's his song. She's featured on it. So he dropped the video, and she's on it. So they dropped the video. She, I don't even know what nobody's saying, because if she was in the video and it was everything, you guys would have been putting Nicki Minaj's name on it. So they dropped the video of Move Your Hips. And, you know, and listen, we're talking about it today because let's keep this same energy. All you barbs for the last week. Where tagging me, telling me to make sure I talk about the video, stream Move Your Hips. Y'all created pages on Station Head, Barb Radio, this, that, and the third. So it was a thing. Don't get mad now and try to downplay the Nicki Minaj piece in all of this. Don't get mad now and try to downplay like Nicki ain't got nothing to do with this, when y'all was going crazy for this record so far that y'all bought over 100,000 copies that did not get submitted. Now, but we're not going to go into that. So we're going to keep that energy, and we're going to talk about it. So don't act like all of a sudden that, oh, Nicki, they ain't got nothing to do with this, because if she was in the video and she looked over, y'all would have been knocking my door down. Talk about it. But it was very quiet on the streets today. Nobody was talking. I'm like, what's going on? It's no one said anything. It was very, very, very quiet. Very quiet. Nobody was tagging me.
Nobody was sharing anything. Nobody was trolling. It was very quiet today. Very quiet. They were almost acting like nothing happened. Like the video had never came out. Hell, even Nikki was very quiet. So, but before we get into all that, I just want to say the video was trash. So pretty much the video dropped today. I don't even know why the video dropped today. Why even do a video? So basically, let me show you, because I got the photo here. We're talking about Move Your Hips. For those that didn't see the video, you didn't miss much. I'm going to tell you that absolutely right now. I'm going to give you the synopsis of the video. Well, the video was about a man who ordered a sex bot. She comes over. He has her do a whole bunch of strange things. She's playing basketball. She's twerking in front of him. She's doing all kind of weird stuff. I really don't understand with that in the concept of the bot and the video and the song. Like, I didn't understand how they all went together. However, as I'm watching the video, I'm watching, and I realized, first of all, the video is only 2 minutes long. Then I realized, the song is only 2 minutes long as well, but I realized that at some point, I've never seen A$AP Ferg, but I think it was once Nicki Minaj's verse actually came on, I realized I hadn't seen A$AP Ferg. I think I was just watching, and then it was like, oh, Nicki Minaj's verse here. I don't see A$AP Ferg. Oh, well, darn it, I don't see Nicki Minaj. So then I realized, what am I watching? I'm watching a man with a blow-up dog take her around the house, and then ultimately she tries to kill him or something like that. But yet I never see A$AP Ferg in the video, nor do I see Nicki Minaj in the video. So then the video's over, and I still don't see them. So then I realized that neither A$AP Ferg or Nicki Minaj is in this official video. What the hell is going on here? So it was trash to me, if you ask me. The song was trash. I mean, the song was actually a good song. I actually liked the song. I think Nicki Minaj skated on the record. She had a really, really good verse. It's really unfortunate that there was not a good video. Unfortunately, but these are the kind of rollouts that end up being attached to Nicki, and I would be frustrated if I was her, because this is a horrible rollout, especially how hard the Barbs are going for this record, especially considering the fact when, you know, other records have been dropped this week. People have been really trying to push for Move Your Hips, and which they should, because they've been trying to get Nicki to get that number one. But Move Your Hips debuted at number 19. It didn't even jump. It didn't even make the top 10 with all that streaming and all that. But I think what happened was the Barbs were so mad they were canceling A$AP Ferg because, apparently they bought over 100,000 copies of just pure sales, or, you know, and those did not get counted. So I guess Ferg did not submit them to Billboard, or he did not submit 100,000 copies of sales. So they didn't count. So whereas Move Your Hips could have at least probably hit number two, it didn't even get into the top 10 because he didn't submit it. And the Barbs are feeling like, you know, he frauded them because they were buying all this stuff and merch and this and that. And they said that a lot of people felt like they were scammed out of their money because the sales were not calculated. Now, I don't know how all that works. However, that was what I'm hearing. 100,000 copies, 100,000 sales were not accounted for, which was supposed to go towards the record. So that it debuted at number 19. People say his team dropped the ball, but I'm not sure, you know, because his label is the same label that signed Doja Cat, right? Aren't they both signed to RCA? And her stuff gets counted for. Her stuff gets out. So I don't know who might have dropped the ball on that, but it was trash. It was horrible. And this is not only an L for A$AP Ferg, but yes, this is also an L for Nicki Minaj as well, because she was on the record too. Okay, so just like if it would have went number one, it would have been a W for her. So since it flopped and whopped and fell all the way onto the floor, it's an L too. We're not going to just make it a win, a W, when she goes number one. It's a flop as well when it flops. Okay, so the Barbs are pissed. And as they should be. And if I'm Nicki Minaj, I'm pissed too. Why would you do that? She's not promoting it on her Instagram at all. And I don't blame her, Nicki. Don't promote that garbage video. I wouldn't even promote the song anymore. Let's just pretend that record never happened, because I don't know what the hell. This is why you can't do business with stupid niggas. He probably was somewhere getting high or wasting time and didn't do it right. And it just was bad. It was bad. Even the rollout for the video was bad, because he kind of previewed a leak. And I remember a lot of you barbers were trying to tell me this was an old song. Remember y'all was doing that? It could be old. I don't know. But he already halfway leaked the damn record weeks before. Then, you know, he just didn't roll this out well at all. Cause especially, we've seen it. We just watched a phenomenal rollout. This was horrible. So I guess we'll have to wait for Nicki Minaj and NBA Youngboy to drop a video. Hopefully that's good. Because Nicki Minaj is shooting videos. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like they couldn't have gotten the video. Now, I don't know if maybe she was hurting or sick or hurt herself because she's pregnant. So things do happen. But I just don't understand why neither one of them were in the video. To me, that was just a waste of time and a waste of energy. You were better off just not doing a video for the song. Who gives a darn? No one's going to watch that video anymore. They're going to probably watch it to talk about how trash it is. But you don't want that. Yeah, that was trash. That was awful. Oh, I told you I couldn't super chat you the day, everybody. But so thank you so much, Boo. Like I said, that's pretty much my thoughts on it. I thought the video was trash. I thought it was a waste of time. I thought they could have kept it. I don't think we didn't need to see that at all. Is it Nicki's fault? I don't think it's Nicki's fault, because it wasn't ultimately her song. Right. So it's not necessarily her fault. And who knows? She could have been telling the nigga, are you submitting the sales for the streams? And that's probably why she's not promoting it. She probably told him, no, nigga, you idiot. You dropped the ball on the last day. Oh, you dropped the ball for us to get at least a top 10. Number two, I'm not doing no video, you freaking fool. My people is mad at you. However, I did hear, this is the part, the barbs was going hard for Nicki. They've been feeling like ASAP Ferg gypped him and scammed him out of their money. And over at the Queendom, it's quiet. She ain't saying nothing to the barbs. She ain't made no post about it. She acting like she don't see it. Now, granted, the lady is pregnant. I understand. But when you have a fan base that's going that hard for you, and they feel scammed by a person that you collaborated with, at least you should say something. But the barbs will be, they'll get it one day. I guess they're used to Nicki Minaj not giving a damn. So she's probably not going to say anything, because she doesn't see all this crazy stuff you guys are doing. You guys are just a bunch of fans, right? So it doesn't matter. You guys will still be fans tomorrow. Get them, barbs. He scammed you. Have them trending and, you know, boom. Who gives a damn? She ain't going to be like, I'm so sorry. My bad. Take nothing. You're not going to get a tweet, barb. Sorry. But keep going to bat for her. Keep going to bat for her. She ain't going to say shit to y'all. Y'all keep going to go cancel ASAP Ferg for her and go off. That's what she likes. Go off for her. But she ain't going to tell y'all nothing. She ain't going to be like, you know what? I'm sorry. She ain't going to give y'all no explanation. She's going to let y'all drag ASAP Ferg and do her dirty work because she's pissed off because he didn't do that rollout right. Oh, my God. Do I want her to respond or no? I don't want her to respond to me. She doesn't know me anything. What I want her to do is respond to those barbs that paid for those 100,000 copies that were paid for by her diehard fans. She should give them some explanation, because those were not accounted for on Billboard. You guys are so damn dumb. You ready to argue with me? I'm trying to tell you that your money is not getting accounted for. So where did it go? Damn, you fools are stupid. You ready to argue with me? You need to be trying to figure out where your coins are and why nobody's saying nothing about it. You talking to the wrong person. Damn, y'all dumb. Damn, y'all, I need some barbs over here. Come on, be my fan so I could just do a bunch of dumb shit and y'all would get mad at everybody else for trying to hold me accountable for getting over on you. I love that. I need some stupid loyalty like that. I need some dummies like some brainwashed loyalty like that. That's everything. I'm not even going to be mad. I can't even hate. That's everything. Just rob you out of 100,000 copies and you mad at me for bringing it up. Talking about. No, I'm saying that, you know, maybe she should, you know, say something to her fans that feel gypped. That's what I'm saying. Idiots. But anywho, she's pregnant, so I guess it is what it is. But I wasn't going to be on here long. I'll let you guys call and give your thoughts on it, give your opinions, and we're going to get out of here. Like I said, this was not supposed to be a live. I was supposed to actually record it, but I accidentally made a mistake and scheduled it to be a live stream. So we're here. But ain't much to really talk about. So we'll do about a couple of more minutes of calls, and then we'll move on. Let's see what you guys got. I'll put the call-in number up if you guys want to give your opinion on it. If you like the video, call in. What y'all think? The number is 563-999-3658. Mm-hmm. Call in or forever hold your peace or chill. I'll get out of here because I got some more videos I need to make anyway. But I just wanted, cause I wanted to talk about this because I'm like, are they not going to talk about this today? Because this is interesting. Oh, thanks. I don't really know if I need this. I already got a red cup, but we got liquor and water. So let's see how this going to go. 2829, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Armand.
What's going on?
Because I think the video was trash. I think Nicki Minaj is trash. And, you know, that's why she wonders why her fans are the way they are. Because they don't support her like, you know, they say they do. You know what I'm saying? And they try to get mad at the next artist that she's working with. So...
Well, they did support her. He just did not submit the copies. I mean, A$AP Ferg really dropped the ball on this. So, I mean, it really wasn't the barbs. It really wasn't the barbs. The fans were there. They were trying to get this thing to go. The business wasn't done right on Ferg's end, I personally feel.
Right. And I agree with you. I agree. But I feel like if she worked with Doja Cat and they on the same label, I just feel like, I mean, how did you not know? You know what I'm saying? I just don't think 100,000 copies, that's a lot of copies. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It's all BS to me.
Okay, well, I heard
that.
But
I didn't want to hold you up. I love the show. I love what you're doing. Keep doing it. I love you, and just be positive, okay?
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, he said what he said. 2513, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. Good. I finally made a live. I'm glad I'm here. So first, I want to speak on Nicki Minaj. All right. So this is not Nicki Minaj's song. This is Made in Tokyo's song. So people attacking Nicki Minaj for Made in Tokyo song doesn't really make sense to me. And people attacking A$AP Ferg because of some sales date, like some rumors that's not even confirmed. It's really silly to me. Like, people so obsessed with, like, chart positions and awards, and it's like, enjoy the song. People never enjoy songs no more. And I saw the video right before I came here. The video was straight trash. It was trash. They should have just kept the first video that they came out with, like, because none of the artists was involved. It made no sense to put out a second video that had nothing to do with the song. But overall, I just want to say, Nicki Minaj is 10 years in the game. She's a legend. like, she shouldn't worry about chart positions, awards, or why people hate her, this and that, and the other. Like, she has a long established career. And me personally, I think she could put out whatever she want to put out, however she want to put out, because it's her art and it's what she want to give to us, the fans, not to the general public. So that's all I really wanted to say. Nicki will forever reign. Nicki will always be a queen. I would never doubt Nicki for anything because she did her work. She did what she had to do. At this point, it's fun for her. And I hate when people constantly criticize her for working. This girl is working. She's working. No matter how the work comes out, she's working. There's a lot of female rappers out here who are not consistent. It's a lot of female rappers who don't do what Nicki do. Y'all praise all these other female rappers. But then when it comes to Nicki Minaj, it's like, she don't deserve praise? Why? She was here 10 years in the game. She's not over praised. I don't know. I'm just rambling. I'm going to stop. But
don't go anywhere. Because here is, I think most of what you said is very true when it comes to Nicki Minaj and her catalog and the work that she's done. But here's the issue that I have. This was not Made in Tokyo song. This is ASAP Ferg song. But then I also have a problem with, because now that the song was a flop, the video was a flop, it didn't go number one, it's now not Nicki Minaj's song. The girls were up in arms last week before the chart data came out, before the video came out. Had that video went number one, then it would have been Nicki's song, right? Yeah. Then it would have been Nicki Minaj has the number one. Now that it's completely trash, now we want to pull Nicki Minaj off of it. I don't like that. Let's keep that same energy. No. This is still her song.
No,
because
right,
if it would have went number one,
right,
y'all would have been hollering, Nicki Minaj got three number ones, period.
You're right. No. You are absolutely right. Because I saw it on Twitter. I saw it all on Twitter. I was kind of hoping it go top five. I personally, it wasn't going to go number one. I knew it wasn't going to go number one, and I wasn't praising for it to go number one. Me personally talking, but I know what you're talking about because I saw it all on Twitter. I saw how the boss was working. Really, they was working hard. You got to give them credit. They was working hard. They was getting these sales in, and like had it debut top like number one, yeah, I would have been talking my mess. But still, that doesn't take away the fact that this,
sir,
this not
the record
song.
Was trash. The record was trash.
No, the
ball was dropped. It was a complete
trash.
Letdown.
Sales,
I mean, not the record. Sorry, the record was not
trash.
The record was not trash. Sorry, the record was not trash. The
video
was
trash.
But
the video was trash. Yeah. The whole rollout,
and which made
they don't
and then the rollout and the song flopped and it shouldn't have flopped. This was a really good song. I liked the song.
And
her verse was everything.
Yeah. It was. But they done leaked the whole verse like months ago before the song was even released. Like I don't even know why they even released it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
He did that. Yeah, he leaked it.
But
yeah. But
but
if we're gonna try to act like this wasn't Nicki Minaj's song, if this wasn't Nicki Minaj's song, Say So wasn't Nicki Minaj's song. Period.
Yeah.
But y'all
or
gave
so.
Her Say So.
Well, I don't even think her version of Say So is like charting. I think it's just Doja.
But that
alone.
Was the one
honestly.
That went number one.
Yeah, but like now, like Say So on the charts right now, I don't even think the remix is on the charts. I just think the single. So, that whole Say So song, it wasn't really my taste. So, I didn't really care for that number one. Trolls, that was kind of like an easy number one because Tekashi. These number ones are, to me, more like
Let me
fluff.
Ask you a question. Well, my thing is this. What do you feel about the Barbs being in uproar on Twitter, canceling ASAP for feeling scammed, and there hasn't been any statement or anything And no comment from Nikki. Does she not owe you any comment? She doesn't owe you anything? You're okay with that?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't care for Nikki to say anything because Nikki did her part. If we met at ASAP, okay. ASAP need to come out and say, hey, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, this and that happened. What Nikki is going to say? Oh, Ferg didn't do this. And then her and Ferg, I'd rather Nikki, relax because Nikki did her part. Why do she have to even say anything?
She doesn't. She can continue. You can continue spending your money and thank you and making her rich.
Yeah, I mean anything Nikki put out, I promise you, I'm gonna buy it. I don't care if it flops, I don't care if it goes number one. I'm gonna buy it because I support Nicki Minaj, the artist. I support her work and the time that she puts in. It's like when you go to a restaurant and it's like somebody
I gotta take some more callers. But we can talk about this we'll do another show. Thank you, love. Thanks for
Thank you.
I appreciate you calling. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Have a good one.
Okay. Let's do another. 9885.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I just have a couple things to say. So I don't know why everyone's saying ASAP dropped the ball. Like, why would ASAP not submit these sales if he's going to get, like, an easy number one or number two? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me as to why he would drop the ball there. Like, why is everyone saying he did not submit the sales in time? First of all, it's his labels. And I've heard some rumors saying that, because he's under the same record as Harry Styles, that they wanted him to get a number one. Okay, cool. Wouldn't they want their other artists to get, like, a number two or a number three? Why would he not submit the songs? Like, I don't think that's accurate, in my opinion. Like, doesn't make no sense of why an artist or his label would not want him to get an easy number two. The pure sales were there, allegedly. So
yeah, but this is the same man who allowed a verse to leak. I know you can't really control that. But then if we just look at all of it, her verse leaked months before the song came out. Then you got the sales that didn't get submitted, and then there's a music video with none of the people in the video. So it's just kind of like, what was the point of this whole song?
But he could have definitely had a number two or three if the sales were submitted. I just don't think the sales were 100% accurate, in my opinion. I think that the part was accurate of where it was. There's no way that they would, he would not submit them in time. Like, his label would be like, okay, well, we got a number two. That would have been his highest charting single. This one, number 19 was his highest charting, I think. So I don't know why they would drop the ball there or make it seem. I don't think the sales are accurate. That is just my opinion. That I think that there's no reason that he would drop the ball like that. There has
so
to be
you're saying you don't
even
think there was ever. So you're saying you don't think that there was ever 100,000 pure sales, like sales in general.
I don't think the 100,000. I think there was, and I don't think they were all pure. I don't think they were accurately. I think there were some fraud in there.
Mm.
I just don't believe that. Because they would have submitted and said, you know, we have these pure sales here. Why is nobody speaking on it? I 100% do not think that those are accurate. I haven't seen anybody post anything about buying or receipts. Like, I've been seeing all these WAP receipts everywhere, like, you know, or these vinyls. I know they didn't have vinyls or anything, but this would have been the easy number two, number three, number top five for him. And that would have been his highest charting. There's no reason that his label would hold him back from submitting that. Like, I've never heard of somebody not submitting their sales in time. Like, why would he need to even submit them? Like, I thought they automatically get sent to Nielsen. That's just my opinion. And I don't know what you think about that, but there's no reason.
I don't know. I mean,
not,
that's a good – I mean, hey, I'll be honest with you. I don't know. So, everybody, I'm hearing everybody out. That's a good theory, too. I don't know. I really honestly don't know. I really wish I could take a course on how this all this stuff works and how this – because I really want to know how these sales and how everything is added up and, you know, accounted for. I'm really trying to get into that. So if anybody has any information, let me know. Because I don't really know. I'd be wanting to have a better understanding for the numbers and how it works, too, for myself. So, I mean, that's a good point that you brought up. It could be true. I don't know.
I think it was just accurately number 19, and that is great. Like, to me, that's great. Like, it's an accurately number 19. But you guys can't sit there and say, oh, well, listen, we're trying to get Nikki her number three in a row, three number ones in a row. She'll be the only artist. And then now when it doesn't do as well, it's considered not Nikki's song. Now it's Made in Tokyo song, and now it's ASAP Ferg song, and now it's – and absolutely Nikki owes you guys an explanation. I don't know why you guys say you don't really care. She doesn't owe you. It's not her song. whatnot, but she absolutely owes you guys an explanation. Or I would want to know, if I'm a fan of somebody, I want to know why the fuck I spent all this, why the hell I spent all this money and you guys did not, you didn't submit it for me, or what happened? Like, what's going on? Like, you need to tell me, because, you know, these, first of all, it's probably all their mom's credit cards that they bought it off of. So maybe they don't care. But my thing is, you guys should want an explanation. These sales seem like they're very accurate to me. Somebody would have said something, especially ASAP. There's no reason he wouldn't want a number two, number three. But like I said, I think that these were accurate sales, and I do believe that if the Nikki had gotten a number two or number three, it would have been, you know, a great achievement for her. But now you guys want to pay dust, and I just don't think it's fair, because in any other situation, this would have been a flop for, in their opinion.
Yes.
I just think that
it would have been a flop for somebody else. And if this would have went number one, they would have been hollering, Nikki got a third number one in a row. But now all of a sudden, it's not Nikki's song.
That's what they were eating.
No, it's her song. It's definitely, it's just as much her song as it is at number 19 as it will be her song at number one. So it's her song. Period.
Exactly.
It's her song too.
You guys can't pick and choose. And this is where the karma comes from. So you guys just need to be careful with your words. Music, I don't believe in charts. I don't even think they're that big of a deal. Charts are great. She's done a phenomenal job in her 10-year reign and everything like that. But you guys can't pick and choose what's not Nikki's song. And then you guys can't not hold her accountable when she is accountable. She has absolutely every right to say something. She didn't even promote the video today. And if she wants to be upset about it, there has to be more to it. Or maybe she was just upset that it didn't get as high as she wanted. But she's not innocent. And this is what happens when the barbs speak too much. You guys don't realize your mouth, you know, the power of your voice and, like, what you guys say and how it comes back to bite you guys. It's just a problem for me when they just claim that it's not her song anymore. I don't like that. Now they want to pay it.
Yeah, that's what irritates me. Like, we're not going to act like this is not her song anymore. Or like she's not attached to this record. That, like, no, we're not going to do that.
It was all over. She promoted it herself. She got her hair done for it. It's her song, and it's a good song. I like the song. I truly do like the song. I think
she fell out
with
her makeup, and she fell out with her hairdresser over this record. It's very much her song.
Exactly. And it's a great song. Just, you know, move on to the next. It's not that serious, but you guys cannot just take away her name because it doesn't do well. You know, that's just not how it works. And you, exactly what you said about the Say So remix, now it's not her song either. I mean, that's not her song then, if you guys want to say that. Her number one is not her number one then. But like I said, everyone's telling me to get off the line, so I'll let you call somebody
thank
else.
You.
All right, goodbye.
Let's take a couple more callers. 8449, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand, I just have
tell
a
me
few
y'all
questions
in the bag.
For you.
No, really? Okay.
Okay, so my first question is, why are you always talking about the Queen, Nicki Minaj? Like, you're always trying to downplay her. You're always trying to make her be, like, second best. And we all know that she is, for one, that bitch, like, period.
Okay.
And for two, we all know that you use her name to get the barbs to come on these videos, even though your videos do be popping on the low, because I am a fan on the low, not on the high, on the low. But I also want to know, why are you always talking about T.S. Street, Walker Madison, and bald-headed, no edges, Tasha K?
Oh. Well,
they annoy me, too. But you talking about them annoys me as well. But stop talking about the Queen before you get canceled. Stop talking about the Queen before the 100 Max pull up, and that's on period. Yeah,
okay.
Like,
well, listen,
period.
Hold on. Now, everybody that you just mentioned, this is what everybody, including all four of them, everybody, this is the kind of commentary y'all like from me. This is when the girls come out to play. So I have to give you what you want, because when we're getting into a Nikki T, when we're getting into a Cardi or a TS or a Tasha, because they've been trying to get me to go do a Stern Tasha K breakdown. I'm just holding that breakdown. But and Madison, you guys live for that. You live for a Kaya News set. So that's what you guys like. So I'm going to give you guys what you guys like.
No,
when I did
no. What I
like
is
like
when
that.
You went in on Geo for 4 hours. That gave me my life.
Okay. But anyway, but in regards to Nicki Minaj, she's one of the hottest female rappers of our generation, and we'll know that she's the best female rapper ever.
And this is not a flop. Stop calling this a flop. It's a top 40 song. It's not a flop. Stop it, Armand.
Yes, yes. However, it should have been a top 10 the way that the Barbs are pushing it.
Oh, my God.
And my thing is this. Listen, had this been anybody else, the energy would have been so different. So my thing is, let's not switch the energy now. Because had this been anybody else, then we would have been carrying and reading. And laughing, okay? So it's not fair.
I disagree. Not at number 19, though. If Cardi would have debuted
if
at
Cardi
number 19,
debuts
we would be okay
at number
with
19
it.
Next week, the girls are going to be gagging and caring. If she doesn't go number one next week, the girls are going to be reading
and
cheering.
And she won't
and
go number one. And that's no tea, no shade. Meg went number one before because of Beyonce. She's not going number one because of Cardi B. That's no tea, no shade.
Cardi B is going number one next week. But listen, so anyway,
no,
so, Beyonce,
not,
so,
oh,
so Nicki Minaj,
God.
Here's the thing. I love Nicki Minaj, and I'm never going to downplay
okay,
her.
Yes.
However, Nicki Minaj, she's that girl. However, she has things that she needs to work on, like her stage presence when it comes to these videos. It is what it
you
is.
You can't say she has things she needs to work on when she's going
and
through
she needs to take accountability.
Right,
that's the only
herself.
Thing I say.
She's going through her cocoon to a butterfly phase. Like, we can't say she needs to work on things. Like,
the only thing I've ever said about Nicki Minaj is she needs to take accountability.
In 1 year. What other girl is getting number one twice during a pandemic?
Well,
no,
let's be honest. Well, see, now you see, when you start doing it, yes, it is true. But Nicki Minaj got on already hit songs, damn near, okay? Tekashi was already viral because he had just got out of jail. Let's be very clear. And then Doja Cat, the song was already number five. It was already a hit. Doja Cat didn't need Nicki Minaj necessarily
okay,
to get on the song. But I think it helped. No, don't get me wrong. It helped. But my thing is this.
To number one.
So, okay, but listen. But we can't give all that, and the queen can't get a number one on her own. Okay?
The
Let's
queen hasn't
that.
Got a number one on her own yet. The queen hasn't gotten
the queen,
a Grammy
the
yet.
The queen's career
it's going
has started
to happen.
And damn near
it
stopped.
It took Kim forever and three whole features to get one Grammy. So what are we talking about? It took Cardi B, Payola, to get one Grammy. So what are we talking about?
Let's talk about Payola. What is Payola? Tell me what
payola
is
when you pay the radios or you pay fucking DJs to spin your record and it's not actually getting spun because people are asking for it. And Cardi B made her fucking career off of sympathy and payola. Now you need to drop one of Clue's bombs like you do when you're saying Nicki Minaj is a flop. And that's on period. But I'm going to get off the phone now because I'm going too crazy. And I'm just going to say goodnight.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Thanks for calling. That was a fun
no
call.
Worries.
All right. Bye. Okay, so listen, we get into some things. But here's my thing. And I'm going to be honest with you. If it's payola what Cardi B has, just like Nicki Minaj said, what she was justifying why she worked with Tekashi, like she'll work with snitches, this business, this, that, and the third. I forget exactly her wording. But she kind of made it seem like, nigga, you'll do it too if you got an opportunity. If you're an artist out there, whether you're a Nicki Minaj fan or you're a Cardi B fan or you don't like Cardi B or whatever the case may be, I'll tell you this one thing. I want Cardi B's package, and so would you. You may not like Cardi B, but you definitely want her marketing team. I want it. Call it what you want. Just don't call me broke. Don't call me for free. Don't call me off the top of the charts. Whatever package she got was the Grammy, was the 3-4 number ones, was the money. Give me that package. I'll take it. I want that. Run me that. Period. Run me that. I want that Cardi B rollout. I want that Cardi B package. I'm gonna fuck with these niggas talking about over here. I want that Cardi B package. Thank you. Where do I sign? Okay, boop, 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 boop. Yep, thank you. Definitely don't want the Cash Star package. Definitely don't want the Megan Thee Stallion package. Because she's too, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even care to have the Nicki package because that come with too much drama. Because one day you're in, the next day you're out. You got to, you just, with the Nicki package, she lucky she talented as she is. Because if she wasn't talented, she'd be out. Nikki's talent saves her. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Every day you may not be feeling like that talented. Damn it. Give me the Cardi B package. Shit. And I ain't trying to kill myself every damn day just to make sure I'm here. Whatever you got going on, whatever's spoofing up and whoever you whispered in the air, you done gave them $100 and they done spent your records every day from here to hell and that we all love it. Yeah, I want that too. Yeah, I want that. Add that to the list. You crazy. Every artist wants that Cardi B package. Don't get it. They want that marketing. Don't be fooled. Don't let these niggas fool you. These niggas would take that Cardi B package over a Nicki Minaj package. With that Nicki Minaj package, you working against the grain. That Cardi B package, you working with the grain, baby. They giving you whatever. Got time for that. I want you to open up the streaming platforms and boom, there go my name. You don't even got to even listen to hip hop. There's Cardi B. Like, what the fuck? Why are they suggesting me this? I don't know, but maybe I'll listen to it. Oh, I got a WAP. Fuck around and listen to it, and then you hear WAP on a country music station. I want that kind of package. I know you liar.
Y'all can have that. Y'all can have that other package here. But anyway, 4-4. Oh, somebody made a great point. Hold on. Somebody said longevity is the real package. Longevity is. And that's real. But imagine, I don't quote me. This is a Bible verse, but I don't know. But what is it to gain the world, right? Just to lose your soul. What is it to have all this longevity, but just for that, the end of the career, you don't even get the respect that you earned. Yeah, you got the money, you got the fame, but you still not happy because nobody respects you. Nobody cares. You still get wore out. Your legacy gets tarnished by niggas that you've decided to marry. You know, people are calling you bitter. People are saying a bunch of, like, what is a legacy when nobody is performing and paying you homage? What is the legacy when the only people that are paying you homage is to want to come up off of your fan base? What is the longevity when people are still not respecting you as they should? Give a damn about longevity when you're going out, and the way you're going out is just kind of like, damn, I never even thought you was going out. Like, you're not even going out on a high. So what is the longevity? I'd rather just be in and out. Take my coin and be good shit and go out on a high. Then to be riding high for this long and then just drop drastically on my way out. Damn, I don't want that. All right. 4406, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad that I got on here because I have a few points to make.
Okay.
First of all, I am a fan of Nicki Minaj. I am. I'm a fan of all of her music. I do believe that she is extremely talented. That's fine. However, I believe that a lot of people do not deal with Nicki Minaj because of the Barb. And I'm going to tell you why. The Barb. You guys, I understand being a fan and all, but you guys go way too far. You guys are rude. You insult people. And Nicki does not address you guys. And that's why she's losing fans right now. And the reason being is because of this. If somebody say that they don't like a song of hers, you guys go and call them all kinds of names, all kinds of insult them, do all kinds of things just for an opinion.
Mm.
And I just feel like Nicki is losing fans because of it. And again, like I said, I'm a fan. Her monster verse by far was the best verse that, in my opinion, that she has ever written. That monster verse goes hard, okay? But, and I'm happy that she's praying and that she's happy, but you barbs are the problem. Y'all want to blame everybody else. Y'all make every single excuse under the book for her. And you guys contradict yourself constantly because you always comparing her to somebody else. Somebody can be talking about congratulations, somebody's having a baby. Oh, but what this got to do with Nikki? What? Like, a lot of stuff don't even got to do with Nikki, and you guys are here always saying every little thing is about Nikki, and it's causing her fan base. So I'm a Nicki Minaj fan, yes, but am I a barb? Hell no. I'm not a barb at all because I feel like the barbs is costing her career because she's not addressing you guys like she needs to. Even Beyonce had to tell the Beehive to chill out when they was coming at that lady because they thought that she was trying to get with Jay-Z at the basketball game. So my whole thing is Nicki needs to address the barbs. Because not saying I understand right hard.
She can't control 800 million people, though. But she could say, you know what I mean? She's one person.
Right, and I understand that. I completely understand that. But she can at least come out and say, you guys need to chill. I don't recall her ever saying that. In addition to that, you know, she low-key always tries to compete with every single new female rapper that's out, which is fine. But in all seriousness, why would you put that a new song is coming out the same day as WAP video? Oh, yeah, Nicki Minaj is coming out with a new song. Like, really? And in real talk, let's be real with y'all saying, oh, she's this, she's that. I'm a fan of hip-hop, and Rhapsody would eat her alive. Rhapsody is low-key one of the best female MCs.
Now, Rhapsody is great, but I don't feel like Rhapsody had. Nicki Minaj is still the best. Now, that's where you lose me, because while Rhapsody is a lyricist, but Rhapsody don't have the overall package. She just don't. Nobody wants to be woke in their rhymes all day. You're not listening to Rhapsody
no.
out and about getting dressed. Rhapsody, you listen to her when you want to. You listen to her when you want to read a book. You know what I mean? Or you want to burn some incense and sit in your house and look at and make oil paintings. You know what I mean? Like, you know, nobody wants to hear that on their way out to the party, to the club, like that. I don't want to hear that.
No,
hear about that.
I feel you, but what I'm saying is. Rhapsody never really went there, but I mean, as far as lyrically, I think that if she did go into that realm, then I think it would be a good competition. I really do. Just my opinion. I'm just saying. But in all honesty, back to the Nicki Minaj thing. Like I said again, I am a Nicki Minaj fan. I'm a fan of all female rap. But I mean, yeah, you barbs, you guys. I mean, in all honesty, you guys are the reason why her songs really. I mean, people ain't really feeling her because you guys are getting on people's nerves. Sorry.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Mama. I love the show. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. So, oh, gosh. And before you know it, this is an hour. Let me tell you this. A lot of people think I do not like Nicki Minaj, which I don't understand. But I think what a lot of you guys do is take my – you guys don't like me to criticize or critique or have an opposing opinion. So whenever I say something positive – it's never good enough, or you ignore it. But listen, here's the difference. This is why I'm me. I'm not a stan. Not a stan. So I'm not a head barb. I'm not like that. So I have an opposing opinion. I'm a commentator. I'm Armand. I'm not a barb. I'm not a Bardi. I'm the Armand Wiggins Show. I care about me. Okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm not a leader of any fan base. I'm not. So, I'm saying that to say there's going to be certain days where, you know, Nicki could be critiqued. But I think a lot of the reason is, and I've said this before, a lot of her fans, they don't see anything wrong with what she does in any situation. So when I call out stuff, people think I'm being a hater. I'm not being a hater. I'm actually saying things that I think that would be beneficial. I'm not over here saying that the woman can't rap. I'm never saying that. I've never tried to downplay her ability and her reach as an artist. What I've said is that she doesn't hold herself accountable for a lot of the relationships that she has had problems with, which in turn equals why she is fighting against the grain when it comes to getting some of the respect that she deserves within the industry, i.e. being put on playlists, i.e. radio play, i.e. Grammys that she's owed. i.e. number ones on Billboard that she's owed. However, we know if anybody with a brain understands that this, that life is all about who you know, not what you know. So if you're burning bridges and, you know, getting into it and you have horrible relationships with people, then of course you're not going to get what you need. No matter how much money you have or how talented you are, there's always somebody that has more money and more talented or more access than you. And you might need them. That's all. It takes a person that's trying to get somewhere to understand that fact. Period. I didn't get it right away, but it's clear. It's clear that she needs to take some accountability for certain things. And certain things that would make a shift in her career, she doesn't want to do. I.e., if Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim did a record together, it would just go, whoo, bonkers, boom. That would change the whole culture, the whole dynamic, and people would really put some respect on Nicki's name. And I think it will revive her to a whole nother level, because she's still that girl, but it's just that there's just such a negative connotation in industry wise when it comes to her name. So nobody ever disputes her talent. They dispute her personality. That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's all I've ever been saying. And when it comes to the music videos, I don't want to see her shaking her butt in a kiddie pool anymore or a blow up pool. I'm over it. Done. That's all. That's it. That's literally it. That's not being a hater. Those are facts. Oh, here we go. No one likes a strong black woman. Please don't make this about black women. This is not about that. This is not about that. Please don't start that. Please do not start that. 6092, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing major. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
So, I just had some points to make, because, like, I know you were saying, like, you don't know a lot about, like, how the music stuff go, and that's, like,
yeah,
one thing that kind of, like, blowing me, because people be, oh, Nicki be jumping on people tracks and hopping on everybody's stuff. Baby, they have to pay for that. If they want her on their track, they have to pay. Now, if she was putting them on their stuff, we could talk about it, because then she has to pay them. You know what I'm saying? But when they want her on their records, they have to pay for that, boo. They can't get that for free. That's they song. They people is over everything. They asking Nicki's team to come and be a part. They have to pay for that. So that's one thing that be tripping me out. Like, people be, oh, she hop on everybody's track to try to rap the number one, baby. They ask her. Y'all can't say that. That's one thing. But I am a Nicki fan, so people gonna
Well, no, well, hold on. There are times where she'll have to pay. They'll have to pay. Like, I feel like that Tusa with that Karol G had that Nicki Minaj budget. She paid for that. Now, I feel
right.
like Say So,
mm-hmm.
she might not have paid for that. She could have, because it's just business, right? But Nicki reached out to Doja Cat. But Nicki Minaj also would jump on stuff like the Babies and remix it, and then reach out to the baby and, like, let's do some records together. So we don't know all the time what's paid for, what's free, because sometimes as an artist, you can inspire by somebody. You like, I want to hop on that, or I want to do a record with you because you're dope or you're hot. Or it would be – because let's be clear. You know, a part of also being a creator and an artist, especially as a rapper and a rapper or any type of musician, you got to understand where new people are coming up and what's going to be beneficial for you too. Now, while Nicki is very much so beneficial because of how long she's been here and how talented she is, she also, mm-hmm. other people are also beneficial to her. So Doja Cat
That's
was
true.
Just as beneficial to Nicki Minaj as Nicki Minaj was beneficial to her, because while Nicki Minaj is legendary, Doja Cat
mm-hmm.
is trending and relevant today. So you get a legendary
right.
person with somebody who's hot and trending, it works for both of them, right?
It does.
So you know what
right.
I mean? So it that's give or take. Yes, you know, generally, yes, you always pay for the feature, but we don't know if that always happens that way, because sometimes it's to someone's benefit to jump on a record. Because if I'm Doja Cat, yeah, I want Nicki Minaj on here, but I don't need you on here. So we might, so the
right.
price might be, you know, it might not be what you normally charge, because I don't necessarily need
right.
you. The song is already number five.
True, but you love.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at this though. Like, say with Beyonce and Meg, right? So had Meg hopped on a Beyonce song, it would have been like really, really more big for Meg, because it's like Beyonce reached out for her to get her on her song, but it's different because Meg was able to reach out. However that happened, because we don't know. But however that happened, Meg got Beyonce on her song, which is still legendary. But you see what I'm saying? Like, Meg got Nicki and Beyonce on a one of her tracks. You see what I'm saying? So it's just a little bit different than whereas they reaching out to her to get them on day tracks. But like you said, I agree with you. We never know, you know what I'm saying, how they paying or anything like that. And then another thing, like, I know you said that, like, you, people want, like, a Kim and Nicki track. Like, people really don't want that because, I mean, they got all the respect for Kim in the world, and I beef with people about this all the time. Like, I understand. I love Kim. Kim is amazing. I love Kim. But y'all disrespect. I bought Kim's album. I hate the album, but I bought it because I fuck with her. You know what I'm saying? I'm mm-hmm. real. And I feel like Kim fans only support her when it's time to talk about Nicki Minaj, because when her album dropped, 872 copies is what was recorded, baby. And I was 72. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand. So I don't understand how that you know if Kim got all this respect, and you know, like, with all of these people talking, oh, she a product of Kim and do 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 do, but y'all are the same people who helped Nicki Minaj become Nicki Minaj, putting her on y'all tracks. Not her putting, she don't have Usher on her track. She don't got y'all put her on. Y'all pay her to come to y'all shit. You see what I'm saying? So it's just a little bit frustrating for the Barbs who've been rocking with her since day one, like myself, when we respect other female rappers or whatever the case may be. But like Cardi, y'all, oh, if they go number one, we going to be mad. No, we're not going to be pissed. It's on the front of everything. It's on the front of Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. If that motherfucker don't go number one, I have a problem. There's a problem. It better be number one. It better be.
And let me tell you something. If this don't go number one, Cardi B's going to have a problem. She's done.
That better
like,
not, be. That,
like,
better
it's just like she's, the people are, this better go number one. Or that's going to be horrible if that don't go number one. But I feel like I feel like it's going number one. It has to.
If it don't, that's going to be crazy because it's on the front cover of everything. The politicians talking about it. It's on everything. So it has to go number one. But if it don't, that'll be a key. But, you know, I feel like with the whole little – with the Nicki and Ferg thing, I feel like we'd be so mad at Nicki when she come out and be what you call it problematic, right? But now we want her to pop out and go off and say how, you know, Ferg didn't submit the stuff. He can do that himself or whatever the case may be, however it played out. But still, number 19 – that's nothing to complain about. It's 100 spots, and there's so many artists who don't even get 100. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no,
so
from that aspect, yes, that's great. That's
the number place 100 would be beautiful for somebody to get. So 19, and y'all saying, oh, it's a flop. I can't see it. Like I'm a Nicki fan, but I'm factual. Like I'm factual first, because I don't like delusion. So I read and I do research and I see what I see, and then I look at the comments. I'm like, okay, people look at today and make an opinion. You don't go back and reference. If you're going to make an opinion, do your research. So you factual, and I'll respect you, period. Like, if you know what you're talking about, you know what you're talking about. If you don't, you don't. Like, Nicki don't work with female rappers, but her first collab, her breakthrough, I really had just found out who she was on Itty Bitty Piggy, but for real, when she got signed. I mean, we seen her with the mixtapes and stuff
so
like that.
So why do you
with
think
those,
that Nicki Minaj, why do you think that Nicki Minaj is so hated in the industry or has so much beef or drama? Because it seems like you sound like you have to defend her. You don't have to defend her to me because I understand her talent. But why do you feel like...
It's the fans because, you know, we on the radio. So, you know.
But why... No. But I get what you're saying because, you know, a lot of fans feel like they got to defend Nicki, which is fine. I'm just asking, as one of her fans, you know, what is it that you're honestly feeling like if you take the layers back, because you sound logical, so I feel like I can ask you questions. What are you defending? Mm-hmm. What are you actually defending?
I feel like defending a lot of things, not even just Nicki Minaj. So I'm speaking on a lot of things that I defend. It's
well,
because
let's,
I
pertaining
feel like
to Nicki Minaj, because I don't feel like everybody. Oh, let me just ask this, because I don't feel like anybody, whether you're a Barty Gang, whether you're a Little Kim, well, maybe sometime Little Kim, but anybody else outside of like rap, female rapper, I don't feel like the Barbs are ever having to defend Nicki Minaj's rap ability or her talent.
Right.
What are you defending? It would be more of a,
it wouldn't be so offensive if people didn't always try to play like you can't write her lyrics out and understand that she just rapped and talked about a flower, but in reality, she was really talking about the growing up of her life. You can't play her like that. And if people work with her and they're trying to play her, you see how Usher do, you see how Lisa Ray do, you see how people do, but this is nothing new. They've been doing that. So us as diehard fans, we see everybody that's not a fan want to come at her, you a little Kim Kardashian, you a this, you a that, you a this. And I'm a Sagittarius, so I feel it. I'm right there with you. So I feel like that energy that everybody is giving to you and they got this and doing that, I don't feel that way. And I'm with you. I'm seeing. But the behind the scenes, I would never speak on because I'm not there for that. Nobody is there for that. And Nicki never come out and say exactly what happened behind the scenes. So we will never know that. Kim do, but then somebody else like Diddy come out with a different story and, you know, they don't match up. So we go hard because no one knows exactly what's going on, but the general public that's not a Nicki fan will be very quick to call her, oh, she a fraud, oh, she can't rap, oh, she's a bad influence on girls. But her top songs are inspirational. Her first song about her vagina that's at top is Anaconda.
So where do you think that comes from? So what is the lowest common denominator why people will just jump out the window and feel like they would even want to say some stuff like that about her? Why would a person want to even say, even if they felt that, why would they even want to say that? Like, what would be the lowest common denominator for that?
Especially opposed to a person like Cardi,
because you take a Cardi who talks nasty and this, that, and the third, and people still support her and love her. So what do you think the difference is?
I think the difference is trends. You know, I think it is a trend to dislike Nicki. I think it is a trend to attack her because, listen, if you're in a room full of people, and I've done it because I like to do that with my friends. We messy like that. We keep. So I'll be like, yes, y'all know Nicki, the queen of rap, just to mess around. And here we go. Now, you know, it's going to be all of these people that's just gone, oh, no, and do-do-do, but then somebody say, oh, you're Lil' Kim, that girl, oh, yeah, do-do-do-do. Then I go around and ask, did you purchase her album? Pull up your iTunes, because I'll pull up my iTunes and show you that I bought Lil' Kim's album. Did you buy Lil' Kim's album? Let me see. It wasn't that much. It was $9.99, boo. You had $9.99, and if you didn't, don't sit in here and try to give her all of these accolades and credit. And now she's trying to come out and do what you're giving her accolades and credit for, and you're not supporting it. But when my girl pop out, she's going number one, and y'all saying she's not respected and she's not that girl, but she's number 19, and your girl couldn't even get on the chart. So, you know, it's not fair to Lil' Kim, and it's not fair to Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? And it's really not fair to Cardi B. Because y'all, the same thing with her. Y'all, every time she comes up, here comes Nicki Minaj right behind it. What video got posted, and when you type Nicki Minaj in YouTube, it's like the third or fourth video. So what? Why is she tagged in the video tags? Like, who released the video? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's retarded the way that they do it. But I just feel like that's why Barbs go hard for Nicki, because they try to play her, and we going to make sure that y'all never forget that she is not the one to be played now.
Okay, period. Thank you, caller. I love you.
No,
I got to let you go. We got a lot of people on here. Okay, so we'll take a couple more because it's a lit show. I didn't realize how many people was on here. We got about 1,500 people in the chart. Oh, my phone done died. If you guys haven't done so, make sure you guys like the video so we can stay on here. And if you haven't done so already, y'all know y'all like to get into some things. This is the place where we can have honest commentary. So the Barbs can come in and chat. The Barty gang can come in and chat. Listen, we might agree, we may disagree, but it's all love and it's just one video. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button right now. If you haven't done so, go ahead and subscribe to the channel, and I might just stay on here a little bit longer. And my people know that I am petty, so if we don't start subscribing, I will start hanging up. And I will not stay on here. Okay? All right. Well, and thank you. We're not going to get to every call because we are over time, and we have a lot of calls. So if you definitely just have to say something, you can always super chat your way to the top. We're going to take a couple more. What I was going to say to that guy, what I think, and I guess you guys already know what I'm saying, what I think, I don't ever think the issue is, you know, having to defend Nicki Minaj is like position as a rapper. Some people do, but I think the most part, why people have something negative to say versus over Cardi or are willing to say something negative about Nicki is because behind the scenes, I feel like she has this reputation of being a, and it's not just to men, because it's to women as well, because women don't like her just as much as men don't like her. So my only thing is, girl, for me, I could cheer for her more if I felt like publicly when she does address certain things, if she would take a little bit more accountability for the role that she plays in some of her discourse. But it just seems as though whenever she has discourse with someone in the industry, it's always else's fault. It doesn't matter if it's the guy from the Grammys or it's the local makeup artist or hairdresser or the stylist or any, like, she's never at fault. Never. Everybody's picking on her. And I think that's the issue for me. Not to mention, like I told you, I've dragged Cardi B. I've said that, you know, they created her. I've said that she couldn't really rap. I said that Cardi B was more of a personality than a rapper. I've dragged Cardi B. But I've also had a conversation with Cardi B. And she told me how she felt. I told her how I felt. Boom, boom, boom. And it was more like, she gets it. Like, she doesn't take things personal. She just don't like you to lie on her. And I feel like that's a personality type that I could work with, that I could deal with. You know, she ain't dumb, but she ain't hella sensitive, or she doesn't feel like everything you need to agree with everything that she does. And I could respect that because there's no way I don't even agree with everything that my mom and my dad and my man and my brother, like people that I know that I really care about, that I would die for. I don't agree with what they do every day. Sometimes I don't even agree with some of the decisions I make every day. Sometimes I'm like, man, that was really stupid. So there's no way in hell I'm going to sit and agree with everything Nicki Minaj do. And I feel like with her, if you don't just suck those farts right out of her butt, then she don't like you. And I'm not with that, because I'm not finna do it. I'm not finna do this all day. I can't. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. No, not doing it. You can have it. You can have it, girl. I don't want it. I'm not finna do that. Not over here. So, you know, that's the difference. That's why I personally, if people want to know why I like Cardi, because I feel like she gets it. Like, she understands. Like, girl, sometimes you're going to get red, but it's not personal. I fuck with that. Facts. Okay, so we got a lot of super. Okay, Black T Blog said, Nicki fans feel like we have to defend her because it seems she is tired of defending herself. Her music videos are not it, plus her team changes way too much. On top of that, where the hell is Young Money? Well, that was a good question for you to ask her. Okay, so who wants to come on here? Okay, so drop your last four. Okay, so are all those, okay, 7439, okay. 7439 wants to get on the air. Okay, 7439.
Hollis.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand. It's Dickhead.
It's who?
My name is Andre, but I used to go as Dickhead.
I thought you said you was about to get hung up on. I thought you said
no.
Something stupid. I'm like, you better get out of here. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I have so much to say, but I'm going to try to say it in short.
Okay.
So basically, Nicki, I was a bard from like 8th grade. I'm 24 now. But she lost me when, just like you say, like she doesn't take accountability for herself. And she has so much issues with all these other rappers and other people in the industry. And it's clear it's not just her. It's like clearly all these other people that can't get along with her as well, like Iggy, who else? Kid, Mariah Carey. But I can go on, basically. And then what else I'd say? Basically, her music videos, you're just talking about that. Like, she's been doing the pool thing since I was in high school. And it hasn't changed. Like, Trolls, like, she's still shaking her butt in the pool. Like, girl, like, switch it up. Like, I think she needs a new team. And I don't know. I'm trying to stay on topic, but.
So what is your bottom line? How do you feel?
My bottom line is that Nikki needs to take accountability. Like, when she went on radio crying about motorsport, that's when she definitely lost me. Like, I thought this was the girl from Queens, like the hard girl. Like, that's what I've been supporting. Like, Miss Tough Girl over here crying about, oh, motorsport. Oh, like, she really was fake or whatever, or something like that. And I was like, okay, girl. Like,
okay. Well, thanks, boo. Thanks for the support. We got to move on, okay?
All right, I appreciate it.
Love you for calling in.
I love you too.
Bye. Okay, so who's next? Moderators, who is next? Last four. We're getting to some things. Let's talk about it. Hello? Okay. 4963.
You.
Okay, hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, how are you, Armand?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Just two things I wanted to say. On piggyback on the you asking two gentlemen before, what do we feel like we have to defend about Nikki, or why does she receive so much hate?
Mm-hmm.
I think definitely two factors. I'm definitely a Nikki fan. I would say I'm unbiased. I would say two factors is, one, obviously she's probably doing not so much of like good things behind the scenes. Like, she could, I agree with the whole accountability thing, but I do think another major factor as to why she received so much hate is because if you research like Nikki's, like her business, like how she operates her business, you know, if you look up like XXL magazine, back when Nikki first signed her deal with Young Money, it says, according to a press release, Nicki Minaj will retain and own all of her 360 rights, including merchandising, sponsorship, endorsement, touring, and publishing. And I think business-wise, that's a huge deal, especially for women and female rap. And, you know, Cardi B just came out and said that she hasn't made money off of her music in like 2 years, and she had to renegotiate her deal. I think that's a major reason why Megan Thee Stallion hasn't released the actual album. She just had to switch labels and go to Roc Nation, probably because she didn't like her deal and she wanted to make sure like she has a good deal before she actually puts out an album. So,
okay.
And then Nikki fought for streaming rights. And then the whole bundling thing, Billboard had to recalculate how they actually count sales and stuff because of bundles. These are all things that like Nikki like talks about, you know? And so I think she's a huge threat to the power structure in the music industry with these things. And she wants to push female artists to not sign these deals, write your own songs so you can get the publishing, so you can get the money and build your own empire. So that's one thing. I think I agree with the accountability part, but I also think that that's a major factor. And then
I think that that's a good factor too, but I don't know. I could be wrong, but I thought Cardi B said that was a lie that people were putting out. She's not beefing with her label or management or something like that. Like, she was getting paid. Like, I think that she debunked that, but I don't know.
I heard her debunk that though. Okay, cool. I mean, I would hope so. You know, that more power to her for sure. And then secondly, I just wanted to say, I'm excited with this whole speculation of this new Nicki Minaj album, and I want female unity and I want female empowerment, but I also think Nicki is so diverse. Like, she unites women and she empowers women, but I also want Nicki to keep the same energy with I'm the one. Like, who I want to work with? Nobody. 99% of them is nobody. Y'all acting like killing? No, okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's the same energy I want. I want from her. I want, because I get this is female rap and, like, female unity and empowerment. But people need to also understand that this is hip-hop. This is a sport to some people. You know, I think about, like, Kendrick Lamar when he came out with that Control verse. And he listed all those male rappers. And he said, Mac Miller, J. Cole, Andre 3000. I love y'all. But I'm trying to make sure your fans never want to hear from you ever again. I think Nicki can do the same thing. You know, I worked with Cardi B. I work with Doja Cat. I work with Megan Thee Stallion. I work with Trina. I worked with Foxy Brown. But you know what? I'm going to come out with that energy that I'm here to rap. So,
and listen, I'm here for that too. Listen, I'm not really here for her to be doing a bunch of collabs either with a bunch of females.
Yeah.
She don't have to do that. I want her to keep that energy. But when she does her songs, I want to feel like she's hungry, right? I want to feel like she's inspired. I want to feel like that
same.
It wasn't just like a, you know what I mean? But I, from what I have gathered from Nicki Minaj, I know she's like just kind of listening and receiving her. She's very last minute. So by the time we get the Nicki Minaj album, that the 15th thing is probably going to be recorded the week that it gets released. You know, that's how she does. Like, she literally is changing and adding songs up until the freaking release date. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm
right.
hoping that the hunger and the passion and the fire's there. You got your man, girl, which is the whole other thing. You got your baby. So, girl, this should be everything for you.
Right. So my question to you, with you, if that's your main thing, you wanting the hunger, do you think her – having a baby is going to make her hungry, or do you think it made her kind of, I got to settle into motherhood with the graceful exit, or do you think it made her inspire her?
I think with her, I think it could have been, I'm hoping that it inspired her. I don't know. I'm hoping that it would have inspired her because she got what she, like, this was all she ever wanted. So now that she's got her baby, she could do this last album, or I don't know how many more she signed for, two, I think it's one or two. Well, two more, you know what I mean? And then, but Nicki Minaj is really not out, right? But I just want, she still owes us a world tour. A U.S. tour, first of all. So this needs to
be,
she needs to be hungry because she still owes us a freaking U.S. tour. So it needs to be lit. I think that, I feel like, and I'm going, you know what I mean? Whenever it is, I'm going. But I think this will hopefully add her spice. You got your man, girl. You got your man. You got your family. So you're not having to chase that no more. You're not having to looking for that no more. So you need, now really could just be about the music.
Who do you hope this secret executive producer is that she's talked about? Timbaland, maybe? Would you like a Timbaland produced album?
Timbaland would be good. Yeah, Timbaland would be good.
Mike Will Made It.
Well, she's already worked with him, though.
That's true.
He did. He did. He did that. Holla, holla, holla. Wait a minute. And which I love that one. You know, actually, Mike Will Made It will be probably good. You know what I'm saying? Pharrell,
sure.
No, I do not want Pharrell. Mm-mm. Pharrell is going to have it sounding too earthy, weird. I don't want
I can't.
Okay, but we got to keep it moving. We got a lot of people on here, and I'm over the hour.
Yeah, so you have a good day.
You too. Bye. Okay, we got one more caller. Then I got to go because I really got to go to the bathroom. I got to go pee. Okay. 3035. Okay, boom. Who shall? Okay.
Hello.
3035. Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Hi, Ermine.
Hi.
How you doing? I'm
good.
Subscriber.
Okay, shout out to him. Hey, welcome, neighbor. Welcome, new subscriber.
I kind of felt a little bit of ruckus when I first got in, but I apologize to all the moderators and everybody. And that's
okay.
What I'm
doing. Oh, yes. You were cutting up on a tarot Tuesday. Yeah.
I was in my bag. Long story.
Yes.
Anyway, I apologize again. But I want to say that with Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, it's coming a mom that changes you. You see how Cardi was acting up until she had culture, you know, and then her antics and some of her stuff pulling up on people, you know, all that stopped when she started seeing you got more to live for, you know. I feel like with Nicki, I feel like the reason why she's speaking some of her comments and all that stuff is that she's not with what she normally was with now that she's with child, now that she has something else to live for. So So yes. I think that we're going to see something so different in 2021 that's going to shock everybody. And she might lose half her fan base. But I think I'm saying it's going to be like a better collab between Cardi and Nicki Minaj. And it's going to be on some grown woman, hard bars-ish. You feel me?
Yes.
I just feel it. Because at what point do we grow up? You see her starting to change out of the wigs and the bubblegum stuff. She already was
That was about 8 years ago she did that.
Right, right. So she was already messy. That's also when she came out with the Pink Friday and the whole documentary saying how she really wanted the baby, you know, and stuff like that. You know, she let a lot out in that documentary. So she changed. She started nesting. Now that she got the man and the baby, oh, this is on some grown woman thing. That we're going to see that a lot of Cardi fans going to become Nicki fans. A lot of Nicki fans going to be, it's going to be crazy, and nobody's going to know what to do.
Yes. All right. Thank you, caller. Thank you so much, baby.
Thank
we got to wrap
you.
It up. Thanks for calling on.
Thanks.
Yes, God. Listen, if you didn't make it on here, this is a legendary show. We've always.